This is Carlos Palomino giving you a demonstration of a ratio for BlackBerry smartphones. Today I'll be using the BlackBerry 8520 by AT&T. I'll begin by giving you a device description, followed by a feature set overview, then finish up with some common questions and answers, and also addressing some misconceptions of a ratio and the BlackBerries and what they have to offer. Please note the official product page for a ratio for BlackBerry smartphones, located at humanware.com/oratio, O-R-A-T-I-O. You can also join the Accessible BB community. Join other users from across the web as we integrate this new product into our personal and professional lives. Join us today at accessiblebb.com. This demonstration will be focusing specifically on AT&T's BlackBerry 8520. The 8520 is also sold by T-Mobile USA, but includes a different BlackBerry operating system version that currently isn't supported by Oratio. To give you a quick device description, I have the device facing towards me. Along the very top, you have dedicated media keys. You have play, stop, forward, back, etc. I'll be addressing this in the next segment. But moving along, on the left side of the device, we have the stereo headset jack. Below that, a charge / USB port. And beneath this, we have the LCK, or left convenience key. I'll be referring to this in the next segment. On the opposite side, starting at the top right, we have the volume rocker. And beneath this, we have the RCK, or right convenience key. Now, just to let you know, the left and right convenience keys are programmable keys that you can use to launch specific applications on the BlackBerry. Currently, I have mine set to LCK is voice prompts, and RCK is the Oratio key. Now, to give you a quick idea of what voice prompts sound like, I've found this system on the BlackBerry to be one of the most accurate as far as dialing contact names and such, but it also gives you a little bit more information about your device. It's not as handy or as detailed as voice command, but I still find it better as far as accuracy goes. So, to give you an idea,
say a command.
Check battery level.
Battery high. Say a command.
Check signal strength.
Signal strength, no signal.
Now, I have the radios turned off on the BlackBerry, so I'm not interrupted by static or GSM interference or emails pinging me, so for now I have that turned off, so that's why there's no signal. Battery is high, and I'd just like to say that BlackBerries are some of the most energy efficient devices on the market. I go almost 3 days without charging, and this is with an average of 3 or 4 bars indoors and a constant connection to BlackBerry, the BlackBerry network, and also checking Exchange Mail through BIS, and receiving on average about I'd say 150 text messages a day, and average phone calls. I'm not a heavy caller, but I do heavy data, and it lasts quite a long time. So, very, very energy efficient. The voice prompts are set up on my left convenience key, and as I will display later, this is an optional setup. The LCK can be set to whatever you want, as well as the RCK, which is the right convenience key, set up with Oratio. Now, I've loaded the Oratio menu system on the phone. I did that by hitting the RCK key. That is set to launch Oratio as a command modifier. It works a lot like other screen readers that have a command key, like mobile speak. I think typically uses the home button on devices. Here we have the options you can set manually for status,
10 left parenthesis modest right parenthesis. Speed. 5 left parenthesis normal right parenthesis. Speed. Volume. Auto start. On. Status. Active.
Okay, so you have the main options for a ratio specifically that you can set here, but you can also use the RCK key to find quick information like date and time, your device status, and your missed calls and other data information, which I'll demonstrate now. The number 3 key
12:18 p.m. Monday, June 7th, 2010
gives you date and time. The number 6 key gives you your missed information.
You have 20 missed calls. You have 0 unread messages.
And the little tones you hear at the beginning tells you that the modifier key has been pressed, and also the opposite tone will give you, will let you know that it's been disabled. So you have the on.
Key describer on.
One more press gives you a key describer, and one more press will exit. And there you are. So again, you can use different combinations of keys to find information or to adjust settings. Or you can just simply enter the ratio menu and set things manually. For instance, you can hit the RCK key followed by up and down on the volume rocker, and that will adjust the speech volume. Or you can hit, for example, RCK plus enter on the trackpad, and that'll give you device status information.
Battery level 79%. Signal level 0%. Network unknown. Bluetooth activated.
Now again, I have the radio's turned off for this demonstration, so we don't have GSM interference. Continuing with the description of the 8520, I've flipped the device around so it is face down. At the very top edge, we have the speaker grill. So it's a little slit that you feel. It's about a half an inch long, right along the edge. Below that, we have the camera lens, which is on the left corner as I'm facing it, and you have the, of course, the battery door, which takes up about, I would say, 2/3 of the device, and it pops out by you putting a fingernail under the little slit that's at the bottom and popping up. Once you take off the cover, you have a very slim battery. It's a typical size battery. I don't have the extended, but next to the battery, you have the memory card slot. It accepts up to an 8 gig micro SD card, which pops right in and pops right out. So you can swap them while the device is turned on, and you do not have to take out the battery to do this, so it's convenient. 8 gigs is a little limiting, but considering that this is a data device, it shouldn't matter too much to people who want to use this for data strictly. Now, with the front of the device, you have the display, which is non-touch screen. It takes up at least half of the front. Right below you have the menu keys, and below that, of course, the full QWERTY. With the menu keys, you have, starting on the left, send. Then you have a little rubber divider. It stands out pretty well. Then you have menu. Then you have the touch-sensitive trackpad, followed by close or escape, another rubber divider, and then the end key. The QWERTY is very standard. What's unique about this, and unique to BlackBerry's, is that you have each key which is slanted in opposite directions. Beginning from Q through T, the keys are slanted slightly to the left. So beginning with Y through P, they are slanted slightly to the right. So this does give you a sense of what the keys are look like and how you can distinguish the center of the rows. You can find quickly the T, Y, G, H, and in this case the V and B. Also, you can use the space bar to align yourself with the four centermost sets of keys. The left edge of the space bar makes contact with the C, and on the right side it makes contact with the N, so you can orient yourself fairly quickly and easily, I think, on this keyboard. on the BlackBerry Tour 9630, for example, the keys are much more pronounced because it is a larger device overall. So naturally, the keys are larger as well. And I would say that the TY, GH, and VB keys on the Tour are more recessed from the rest of the keyboard. So you do have that center indentation to go by, which is not as pronounced on the 8520. Nevertheless, you do have a little dot that you can feel on the 5 key or the D key in this case, but you don't have any other markers. But I think because of the way that the keyboard is designed with the slanted keys and also the slight, ever so slight indentation of the centermost keys, and again, orientation with the spacebar, I think it is very, very usable, and I can type fairly quickly on this keyboard, comparatively to my experience with Trios, the Blackjack, etc. That's about it for a device description. The sides of the 8520 are rubberized, however, the front and back are plastic and smooth, so you don't have a rubberized grip that you might have on other devices. The last item I need to address is the trackpad. On the 8520, you don't have a trackball, and on BlackBerries, you never see a aero directional pad like you see on other manufacturers' phones. This is a new design from Research in Motion. It's a tiny square, basically. It's about fingertip sized, and it takes vertical and horizontal swipes to move from icon to icon or character by character, etc. The good thing is that BlackBerries allow you to adjust the sensitivity of the trackpad. So when you first purchase the 8520 or other future devices, the default is usually around 70. This allows you to zip around the menus and lists and messages pretty easily. But for us, using Oratio, we're going to have to slow that down just a little bit. The Oratio manual suggests that you set it to about 30, and I agree. When you first begin using the device, it takes a little getting used to. There's no getting around that. However, it's not as bad as it might sound. Currently, after a month of using the 8520 with Oratio, I have the sensitivity for both vertical and horizontal set to about 60. Again, the default being 70, I'm doing pretty well. But again, it does take some getting used to. And now I want to show you a little bit about what the BlackBerry menu system is like. The home screen of the BlackBerry operating system has what I think are your most important shortcuts. On the home screen, you have profiles, you have messages, you have the icons for any additional email accounts that you may have configured on the device. So you can click each icon to visit that account's inbox, or you can click on messages, and you'll be presented with a universal inbox that collects all of your email account mail, text messages, MMS messages, and PIN messages. Also on the home screen, you have contacts, your calendar, and your media, which is a shortcut to your storage card and your documents folder, etc. So again, it's the most convenient items right there, bang on the home screen. And if you want additional items, you basically load up the program group or application screen. Now, when you first have your BlackBerry and you have not set up any email accounts, what you'll see on the home screen, in addition to contacts, calendar, messages, etc., are items that are basically forgettable. AT&T Music, streaming, such and such. So those are obviously loaded by the carrier and will vary amongst carriers. So these are the icons that'll go as soon as you start adding email accounts, and things take priority that way. So very, very nice. And on the application screen itself, you have several options. Now, I'll quickly give you a demonstration of the home screen first before I visit applications, but just so you know, all of this has been customized by me. Under the menu key, you have an option to move icons. And so, say, under applications, I didn't want to have the MySpace icon. So I highlighted MySpace, I clicked menu, and I found move to folder, and I dumped that into a different folder that that's hidden now. You can also hide icons, so you can customize the menus as much as you want and move things around, but you cannot customize the home screen yourself. Again, those are the priority icons. All other apps show up under applications, and there is where you can customize what is hidden, show, hide, move. There's downloads up here there. There's a downloads folder, and so on. So, first of all, is the home screen. We have profiles.
Profiles left parenthesis, vibrate right parenthesis.
I have the phone set to vibrate, obviously, so I'm not interrupted by beeping.
Messages.
We have messages.
See Palomino, .blackberry.net.
I have my blackberry.net address.
Left parenthesis, one right parenthesis, Carlos, .skymobile.us.
I have one new message in my SkyMobile address.
Contact. Calendar. Media.
And that's it. So, that's all you have on the home screen, as you just heard, and I was scrolling right. Profiles you can always reach by hitting up, or swiping up, sorry.
Profiles left parenthesis, vibrate right parenthesis.
And you swipe down,
media,
and you're back on the home group of the six main icons. Now, from the home screen, all I have to do to reach applications is to hit the menu key.
Application for screen. Left parenthesis, one right parenthesis, Carlos. Skymobile.us.
Basically, what this does is present me with a similar view of the home screen. It has the exact same icons, messages, accounts, etc. at the top of the list. So you have, I believe it's a 5x25 grid here. There's five icons going across and under that, and so on until you you have all your applications listed. Unless you hide some, then of course the number decreases, but that is the structure. You have a grid of icons going across and below. So, moving along, we have
call log.
The call log,
browser, camera,
Facebook,
application, setup.
We have the setup screen there where you can set up all your email accounts, Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, pairing, etc., and also manage your radios.
Keyboard log. Profiles left parenthesis, vibrate right parenthesis. Download. Game. Help. Turn power off. Calculator. BlackBerry Messenger. Blackbird. Task.
And those are all the icons I currently have set up on my application screen. I don't tend to use a lot of the default icons and programs, so I simply went to menu.
Move.
And I have a move option.
Move to folder.
Hide.
Show all,
Which will show all the icons that I've hidden, obviously, along with everything I've customized here.
Back folder. Switch application.
And so, as you heard there, those are the options currently under the menu that I can use to manage all the application icons. But as you heard in applications, I have everything from a calculator, which is actually not the default BlackBerry calculator. It is currently not supported by Oratio, although Mr. Pepin at Humanware has informed me that they are working on adding support for that. But obviously they're going by a list of priorities, trying to get the browser to work and so on, but I'll address that in a second. For now, I do have Blackbird, which is a Twitter client on here. It works very well. It's accessible. I have my profiles link. I have a there's settings which I think I skipped over. But everything is located here. All your settings, all your setup options, all your accounts, the clock. I use the BlackBerry as an alarm in the morning, which works very well. I have the memo pad, which is a lot like a basic text editor. Very basic, but works very well for a shopping list and taking notes and so on. There's a voice recorder, which I do not use, but it is there if you want it. And so those are the options you currently have available by default on the BlackBerry 8520, and you can add more apps from the BlackBerry app world. Now, in the interest of time, I'm not going to show you any applications in this recording, but I will in the future, as I want to present them individually and not have all the information so compressed. But I will go ahead and show you the Universal Inbox, which is pretty unique and offers you the ability to view all your messages, again, SMS, MMS, pinned messages, along with all the email accounts that you've set up on here. Now, I have the Universal Messages Inbox loaded, and I'm going to show you briefly how unique this is, as it collects all of your messages and places them under one inbox. Now, you can have these separated if you prefer. Again, you can go back to the home screen and click on each mail account as you like and view that view the messages for that account. But again, it's more convenient to have everything located under one account, one inbox. But if you prefer, you can go to Options, View Folder, and you'll be presented with a list of different folders. You can view sent folders, inboxes, and you just click on the one you'd like to read. It is a little more tedious to view, say, if you're in the SMS inbox, and if you want to switch to your BlackBerry.net inbox, then you're going to have to click Options, View Folder, Inbox, and so on. So it will take a little more time, but if you don't mind everything being clustered under one and easily viewable, then this is the best way to go. It does list messages by date, so as you scroll up and down the list of messages, you'll hear the header, which is the date, followed by that date's messages. In this case, you have
Monday, June 7th, 2010.
So today's messages, and I scroll down.
Twitter. Breaking news. U.S. Army specialist charged with 3 counts of premeditated murder in the deaths of 3 Afghan civilians. NBC News. 10:08.
That is a text message. It's text alerts for breaking news. So you heard that headline. And I scroll down once.
Unopened. Alice Jackson. CND pastry in a box. 10:07 a.m.
So there I have a message from the Cooking in the Dark mailing list that I receive in my personal email account. And if I had any BlackBerry message, they would appear in here as well. But to make this more quick, I went ahead and deleted all the other messages I had just so I could show you briefly how this displays messages. Now, BlackBerry offers many keyboard shortcuts that you can use to manage your email and texts, such as C for compose, R for reply. You hit the backspace for delete, and you can do this while you're in the list of messages or in the message itself. So you don't have to go to menu to and find reply or find forward. You can just do that right from the message itself while you're in reading mode. And then it'll if you hit R, for example, or F for forward, then it'll place you in the to field. And this works very, very well with the ratio. Sometimes it's a little buggy, but again, since this is a ratio version 1.0, I think it works very, very well. And I'll go ahead and open the message from the cooking list.
Unopened. Alan Jackson. CND pastry in a box.
So I highlighted it. I'll hit enter on the trackpad.
Receive messages. Message body. Hi, Gail. The pie crust comes to in a package. They are wrapped separately, in a roll. Each crust will fit a 9-inch pie plate and can be used separately or for one pie requiring a top crust. You simply place the crust on the rim of the pie plate and gently unroll it, fitting it into the pan. Then you fold and crimp the edges before baking. There is no rolling pin involved. Hope this helps.
Okay, so there you hear that I was placed in the message body automatically. If I want, I can scroll up.
Subject. From Alice Jackson Adjusson 212 at...
Okay, I won't give her email address there. But, okay, I can scroll down here, the subject.
Subject, CND pastry in a box.
Okay, and then I scroll down once more, I hear the date.
June 7th, 2010, 10:06 a.m.
And if I scroll down once more, I'll be placed back in the body.
Message body. Hi, Gail, the pie crust comes 2 in a package. They are wrapped separately, each in a roll. The pie crust comes... Hi, Gail.
Okay, so now I've scrolled down once, then hit... I scrolled up once to find the first line of the body. So, here you'll see that it reads the message automatically as soon as you open the message. And from here, I can hit R to reply. I can hit backspace to delete. Forward, or in this case, I'll go ahead and hit backspace to delete it.
Messages. Twitter. Breaking news. U.S. Army specialist.
So here, I'm sent right back to the message inbox and placed right on the Twitter message, since it's the only other one that's currently there. And I'll go ahead and hit backspace on that. And now, it's not reading anything because there are no messages. So, again, that's a quick and dirty way of demonstrating how quick and easy it is to manage your email. I've just deleted 2 messages, read one, and Horatio worked very well in reading the contents and allowing me to scroll and find the subject and so on. If I want to compose an email, I just simply sit and hit the C key.
Messages.
I'm placed in the 2 field. You see how quickly that worked. I can scroll down.
CC.
CC.
Subject.
Subject.
Message body.
And the body. So, if I scroll
subject.
Up
CC. Two.
To the 2 field, I'll enter my own address as if I was sending myself a message. All I have to do here is enter the first few letters of my name from the contacts list, and it'll begin to populate and search through my contacts and find a matching entry. So I'll hit C.
Carlos T.
A.
Carlos T.
Just to make sure I've got the right one. So I've got myself there loaded. I hit Enter.
2. Messages. 2.
It's loaded in the 2 field now. So if I want to CC somebody, I'll go ahead and CC... okay.
Carlos T. Carlos T.
Just for security, I'm entering myself again in the CC field because I don't have permission to enter anyone else's for this podcast. So, again, this is just to demonstrate the ease of use for composing email. So, once I've selected, I've heard the entry that I've wanted. If I have multiple entries, I would just scroll up and down the list and hit enter on the one that I want. So, then it would add that recipient to the pertaining field. And all I have to do is scroll down.
Email,
Carlos T. Okay, so
CC.
I
messages.
Hit enter
CC.
On my name
subject.
There, and now I'm in subject. I can type whatever I want, and once I'm done, I would just hit menu. Send would be the first option highlighted, and I would just hit enter on that, and it would send. So, again, very, very straightforward, very quick and easy. The same process for text messages. The only difference is I'm not aware of a shortcut to create a text message. I'm going to discard this message.
Discard. Spell check. Asterisk, no messages, asterisk.
Okay, so if I want to compose a text, I would go to menu.
Compose email. Compose PIN. Compose SMS text.
And there I have the option to hit enter and compose a text. And again, the same process. I have the, shortcut for Twitter already in my contacts, so I have the 40404 number set in there, and also the same for Facebook. So if I wanted to post something, I would just
asterisk note 161 of 6
hit
2.
F for Facebook.
Facebook,
that's my first entry that pops up. I hit enter.
161 of 6 2,
and now I'm still in the 2 field, so I hit I scroll down once.
Message body,
and I'm in the message body. So again, I'll go ahead and type my message there. It tells me I have 160 characters left. And to send, I would just hit menu, then send. So, again, very straightforward. And you can, under the menu options, you can add attachments. You can view attachments, download and save them to the storage card or wherever you prefer. So, I personally find this a lot easier than mobile speak on the Windows phones that I've used. And I've enjoyed using this a lot because of the email, specifically because I'm a heavy emailer and texter. So those are the main components that I was after and what convinced me to get a BlackBerry. So, top-notch effort and very well done, both on the part of Research in Motion and HumanWare in developing the screen reader so that we can have access to such a great device. I want to take this time to apologize if there's any GSM interference on the recording. I've done this a few times over, and it's a little difficult to get past that interference while you're recording, especially trying to be that close with the recorder to the phone itself so you can hear the speech. So I'm going to go ahead and address some of the issues that I've had with the ratio. There are some bugs. Obviously, with version 1.0, you can expect that out of any product. Some people have experienced crashes, especially with security prompts. Those who connect using BlackBerry Enterprise Server have had a few crashes. Not everyone and not every time, so it's nothing significant at the present time, but it has happened, and it does require a full swipe of your BlackBerry and reinstall of your data, apps, and a re-registration of a ratio, which does require sighted help, by the way. These are all things that obviously HumanWare is aware of. They are working on it. I don't have any other information besides that, but they are fully aware of the issues, and they have included initially in 1.0 a reset command for a ratio. You would go back to the RCK key, which you initially set to launch a ratio. And again, by the way, this is done in the settings menu where you set the LCK and RCK keys. You can launch basically whatever you want. It doesn't have to be a ratio. It doesn't have to be the voice prompt. You can set it to be the application switcher. You can launch your email accounts, whatever you like. But to make it easier and to use as a command modifier, it is best to use one of those as the ratio launcher. Now, if you hit the ratio launch key followed by the end key, it will reset the screen reader. So if you have an instance where you lose speech, you can hit that key followed by end, and it will reset the screen reader. And 9 out of 10 times, you will get speech back, and sometimes you have to pull out the battery and reboot. So BlackBerries do not shut off. They do go to standby, but part of the way they're designed, a lot like Trios and other devices. But in any case, the other items that are not accessible with version 1.0 are the camera. At least Oratio will not work while the camera app is loaded. Also, the media key, the same issue there. You'll have to disable Oratio in order to listen to media on the storage card. If you launch either of these apps, Oratio will give you an error and state that both items cannot be active at the same time, basically. Now, the biggest item is browser support. There is very, very limited support. You cannot view very much content. You cannot click on links. You can view the options menu in the browser and make some modifications there, but not much point when you can't visit websites. So this does disable the ability to use the Facebook app as well, because it does require the browser. So for now, at least, there is no browser support, but it is coming, and no firm release date on that. So those are the main items. Some of the default apps, like the calculator and weather apps, are not accessible. And I would imagine are probably on the low priority list, because there are more important things. People use a BlackBerry mainly for business and corporate use, so you have to consider that market and their needs. So again, if you're looking for entertainment items, you'll be waiting a little bit longer. But if you're a data user and care more about your email and such, the BlackBerry is set to go as of now. Very, very usable, very user-friendly, and Oratio has, to me, been worth every dollar that I've spent on it. So Again, just my opinion, my review, and if you have any further questions, you can always email me and ask if I've missed anything else that you find of importance. Go ahead and shoot me an email, and I'll be happy to add to this podcast in the future and create other segments coming up. I do have a list of plans, such as demonstrating Blackbird, the Twitter client. I have a custom calculator that I've been working on for the BlackBerry since the default is not accessible. The contacts manager, calendar, and such. So, all this will be coming up in the next few weeks. And if you have anything specific for me to look at, go ahead and let me know. I hope you enjoyed this demonstration of a ratio. In the coming days, I'll be posting some demonstrations of some specific apps. But in the meantime, if you have any questions or comments, you can follow me on Twitter. My ID is BBAccess. Or if you'd prefer, you can email me directly, Carlos, C-A-R-L-O-S, at skymobile.us. Thanks.